Brand new poll from Emerson Polling, 9 days from the Pennsylvania 18th Congressional District special election. Democrat Connor Lamb, Republican Rick Saccone, focusing in on the southwest corner of the state to see if a district that went 58-39 in favor of President Trump in the 2016 election can now be won by a Democrat. Tyne Ringen, Professor Spencer Kimball on the Emerson College Polling Weekly Podcast. Spencer, what is happening in PA?
Oh, hi, Larry. Let me first give you a bit of a lay of the land here in the 18th district. As you know, Pennsylvania actually was forced to redistrict just a few weeks ago. So this will be the last time this configuration of the 18th district will be in play. And it's fairly a white district, Caucasian. It's 95% white. But interestingly enough, it's voter registration leans Democrat, 46% Democrat, 42% Republican. Really blue-collar Democrats. Natural gas and fracking are big in the district. And there's an opiate crisis also in that southwestern area of the state that is of concern for voters.
So how are things looking in this race here?
So as you mentioned, and despite having a majority of Democrats in the district leans to the right. It votes for Trump, Romney, and McCain by about 19, 20 points. Trump currently has about a 47% approval in the district, while Democratic leaders like Nancy Pelosi are at 20%. And that really demonstrates the uphill challenge for the Democratic candidate, Connor Lamb, in this race.
Well, he seems to be doing okay, so I may as well ask you, is he going to be able to reach said challenge that you just referenced?
Well, he is doing okay in the district. We asked about his name recognition, and he's got a strong image in the district. 48% had a favorable impression of him. 33% had an unfavorable opinion of him. But compare this to the Republican Rick Saccone. He's got a 44% favorability and a 40% unfavorable rating. So you can see that Lamb, although the challenger or the underdog in this race, is well-liked in the district. Plus, his voters are really excited about the race. We asked about voter excitement, and 63% of his voters said that they were very excited, while only 53% of Saccone voters said the same. And Lamb voters are also paying more attention to the race, and those energy amongst voters can make a big difference come Election Day.
Well, we saw it work for Trump in that very state itself just about a year and a half ago now. So, all right, it's a little over a week out on this Monday. What's the call?
Right now we have a ballot test question, and it's got Lamb at 48% and Rick Saccone at 45%, which is within the poll's margin of error. But it seems to be leaning towards the Democratic candidate. There's still obviously a lot of campaigning left to do. And I believe on March 10th, President Trump is supposed to make his way to the district. And that could help swing some of that undecided vote over to Saccone. But as I said, at this point, I would say the district is actually leaning towards the Democrat.
What specifically are you really, if you're really paying into detail, especially in your polling, what specifically are you looking for at March 13th?
Well, as the results come in, we look at the counties. And Allegheny County, Westmoreland County, and Washington County are really the three main counties in the district. And we expect in Westmoreland County for Saccone to do well. Same thing in Washington County, not as well, but pretty well over there. And that's going to make up about two-thirds of the vote. The other 40% of the vote or so will come out of Allegheny County, and that's where Lamb needs to run up his score. We see it with Lamb up by about 17 points. If he can hold that type of margin up in Allegheny, which, as I said, is about 42% of the total vote, he should be able to overcome his deficits out in the other two counties. If you see Allegheny County and it's much closer than that, or if you see Westmoreland or Washington County where Lamb is doing better within 5-10 points in each one of those, then that will be successful for Lamb, vice versa for Saccone if he's able to cut into that Allegheny lead.
Next week, Emerson Polling will return to its Marijuana March campaign with a brand new national poll, full release on next Monday's Emerson College Polling Weekly podcast, which is available for free download on iTunes, Stitcher, and the CLNS Media Network mobile app. And you can follow Emerson Polling on Twitter and Facebook at Emerson Polling.